share his pure bliss, and I never knew the Almighty would have blessed me like this. When I'm with you, I'm your emperor, you're my empress. You'll be my bride, right by my side. No matter the weather, no matter the tide, I think about your touch. I love the way we are. And even though you're away, you're right here in my heart. Why one thing is wrong, the fact that you aren't gone. I think about the rest and the rest is blessed, but I'm still missing you. When I'm with you, what we share is pure bliss, and I never knew the Almighty would have blessed me like this. When I'm with you, I'm your emperor, you're my empress. You'll be my bride, right by my side. No matter the weather, no matter the tide, I think about your touch. I love the way we are. And even though you're away, you're right here in my heart. Now why one thing is wrong, the fact that you are gone. I think about the rest and the rest is blessed, but I'm still missing you.
To my darling, my elegant empress, daughter of the king, yes, you're a princess. Just want you to know that you're the best, so I give you my everything and nothing less. Said to my darling, my elegant empress, daughter of the king, yes, you're a princess. Want you to know that you're the best, so I give you my everything and nothing less.
When I'm with you, I'm your emperor, you're my empress. You'll be my bride, right by my side. No matter the weather, no matter the tide. When I'm with you, I'm your emperor. When I'm with you, you're my empress.
That was When I'm With You from Caleb Hart's debut solo EP, Island Soul. I spoke with Caleb, who was featured on the cover of Erie Magazine last month, over Skype.
Caleb, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I understand that you've been making music since you were just a young boy. Can you tell me a little bit about your musical history?
Yeah, so I was 4 years old when I decided that I wanted to do this forever. My parents were very supportive of the premise, you know, to a young boy with lots of dreams and aspirations. And by about seven, I started playing the djembe, African drums. And from there, I started writing as well. Not at seven, but maybe eight or nine. And, you know, just wrote a bunch of songs and did all the talent contests and, you know, entertained whoever came over to our house and... you know, in Tobago, and just things that I don't even really remember that people now that have since come to my shows even that, you know, saw me banging on a table and singing 20 years ago remind me of those times, and my mom going, Caleb, quieter, you know, not so loud. So, yeah, so it's been 22 years in the making, and lots and lots and lots of music, and I love it.
You had a successful run as well as lead singer and frontman for Tasman Jude. What inspired you to pursue a solo career?
You know, it wasn't something I ever thought of. I thought, you know, Tasman Jude was the do-all and end-all of my, you know, my future and everything. But one day I kind of was thinking about, you know, reflecting on my life. And I just got this crazy idea to, because there were songs that I had written that I had felt weren't for my band, which is a strange thing when you think the only music you're going to be playing is with your band, right? And I just had this thought that maybe I'm meant to do some small, you know, little intimate one-on-one kind of, you know, meaning just me and then 20 people or whatever, because Tasman Jude had gotten quite popular in certain areas. And for me, I think music is a little more... or should be a little more intimate than it has become in many realms. And I wanted that intimacy to never leave. So even if I was, you know, on a big stage in front of 10,000 people, the very next day I could be, you know, on a patio playing for 15. I wanted that possibility to always be there. And it didn't seem possible with the full band. So I started my solo project, and that fall of 2015, I went on a little solo tour and it was so beautiful. Keep in mind, I don't really play the guitar and stuff, but I had to kind of learn quickly enough to do a tour, and I rented a loop pedal. And the day I rented the loop pedal, one of the local guys in Victoria called me and said, "Hey, the guy for tonight canceled. Can you come play?" So I ended up playing for 2 hours, never practiced with a loop pedal, nothing. And I ended up playing for 2 hours. And that was my practice. I still have never practiced with my loop pedal except on stage. And I just kind of fell in love with it, you know, the intimate aspect, the creativity, like where you don't have to, you know, show other people what you're about to do. You just kind of do it. And that fall tour was really successful. And I'm not talking financially and all that jazz. I just mean successful from a perspective of the intimacy that I was hoping that my solo project would bring. Later that December, we went on tour. I went on tour with Tasman Jude for 9 months. In there, we toured Australia and Canada, and then recorded our gold album. You know, won a couple awards and all that jazz, and it was awesome. And then in that time, we decided that an indefinite hiatus was coming soon. And it was not my decision. It was a mutual decision among band members. So it was just good timing, you know, and everyone's fulfilling their dreams, you know, and so am I. So it's pretty cool.
How do you tend to approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics normally inspire your music, or does it work the other way around?
Well, people kind of know me as a freestyler. So every show that I have ever played as Caleb Hart or Caleb Hart and the Royal Youths, I freestyle at least one song fully, meaning I make it up on the spot for you. Now, that song may live and die, you know, that night, or I may remember a line or two that will inspire a song, or I will use premises and concepts that I had kind of juggling around in my brain from the week before and create a song still in front of your face. But that's quite often. So the musicality aspect, I can go either way. Sometimes my band will send me a rhythm that they made and go, "Hey, you know, are you vibing with this? Can you do something over this?" And I'll be like, "Yes," you know. Or I'll say, "Hey, guys, I wrote this song." They're like, "Oh, what chords?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Just follow what I'm singing." So, for instance, I got off the ferry on Saturday after playing my guitar and singing and freestyling for like 3 hours. And I got straight to practice with the Royal Utes. And we wrote 4 songs in like 2 hours. So it's just amazing. And it's amazing to have other people too. Like, I love co-writing. I always say, like, I write good songs, but I want to write excellent songs, you know, and I think excellent songs a lot of times come out of co-writing. So, yeah, so I, you know, my creative process from a songwriting perspective is quite diverse. It's quite unique. And that's why when I've been hired to do songwriting workshops, I've always been the anomaly in the group, you know, where people are like, "Oh, well, that didn't help at all." Because we can't do that or whatever, you know. Yeah, so, I mean, I love doing it still, and I think it's important for people who don't write like me, you know, who don't just go, brrr, you know, and let it out. I think it's important for people to know that that is also possible. Because what a lot of people think is that the way that one writes is the proper way. That's a lot of the way we think as humans, I think, right? And there is no proper way to write a song. Obviously, we know that there's formulas to write a pop song if you want to get it on the radio and, you know, get people's heart thumping at the same BPM, right? But I'm talking about your creativity being portrayed. There is no improper or proper way to do that. And because I've been writing for like 20 years now, that's a big part of the reason I can freestyle. You know, I read the dictionary over and over in an attempt, and read the synonyms and acronyms and antonyms, sorry, and, you know, and I read all those things in practice to freestyle when I was a young teenager. So, you know, the ability to freestyle didn't just get gifted to me. I didn't get a halo around my head and go freestyle, right? You know, it's been years and years in the making.
Earlier this year, you released your first solo record, Island Soul. I love the lyrics of your song One Blood from that record. What was the inspiration for that song?
Awesome. That's one of my favorite songs that I ever wrote. And ironically enough, I wrote that song in 6 minutes. So I was very heavily involved in the abolition of human trafficking and still donate my money to that to this day, but I'm not as, you know, hands-on anymore because of my extremely busy full-time career in music. But that was the inception of One Blood, was finding out that there's 29 million slaves and finding out that there's still slavery. And it just broke my heart. You know, I'm from a small Caribbean island. I came to Canada. It's an amazing place, and you hear all these beautiful things, and then you come here and you find out that there's, you know, I don't mean to be morbid, but, you know, little girls being shipped into Vancouver in containers, you know, and you're like, what? that's crazy, you know. So I decided that, you know, though I couldn't do much about it, I have this thing where no matter what, we can always do something about it. So I thought about that, and like the chorus says, not just sing this song, you know, at the end there, it's like, and not just sing this song. That was huge for me because I donated all the money from the proceeds from that song and have since for the last however many years, because I originally released it as a single, as Braveheart, as my second single ever, actually, and then redid it to put it on Island Soul because of how much I believe in it, you know. And I just think that it's important to know that, first of all, this problem exists, you know, so to build awareness about the injustice that is taking place. Because some people live in a very naive world where everything is about them and therefore everything is okay, you know. And I just don't want to live that life, and I don't want my fam, the people that support my music, to live that life either. So if I could be a little antagonistic, you know, about getting you out of your comfort zone a little bit, then that's what I'm going to do. And so that's what that song was all about. And just calling my people, the people that, you know, the people that I have the platform to play music for and who support me, to step out of their comfort zone. And whether it be donate, you know, $10 a month or $10,000, or go on to the battlefield, quote unquote, you know. I have people that have since, you know, traveled to different countries and been a part of the reconciliation and rehabilitation of little girls that have been rescued out of slavery and now are being, you know, helped back into rehabilitation and into homes and stuff like that. And I have personal friends that have been a huge part of that process. And a lot of it started from our conversations and from that song.
Whoa, nay, no. I don't want to wear someone else's despair. I don't want to eat someone else's tragedy. So I'm going to take a stance, be the voice of the broken. The ones that can only speak when they are spoken. Too much bloodshed and slavery. Hear the voices of the people crying out, save me. Hear the voices of the people crying out, save me. Hear the voices of the people crying out, save me. Billions of dollars spent, malicious intent. The rich will get richer and the poor be put to death. What on earth is going on right here? It's going on. This is a message to the weak. Rise up and be strong.
This is a cry. Cry out for freedom. Stop asking why. And not just sing this song. This is a cry. Cry out for freedom. Stop asking why. And not just sing this song.
One blood, one voice, let me hear you sing along to this song of freedom. But that's not where it stops, this tune stops. When it stops, no pit stops. We need to let the big drops of rain wash away all the sorrow and pain, the shame and blame. But on a ship, on a crane, open it up, watch your jaw drop of the insanity that is shown to these people, no pity. Never said pick me, or even had a choice. No name, stripped of freedom, no one even has their voice. One blood, one voice, let me hear you sing along.
One blood, one voice, let me hear you sing along.
One blood, one voice, let me hear you sing along.
One blood, one voice, let me hear you sing along.
This is a cry, a cry out for freedom. Let's stop asking why, and not just sing a song. This is a cry, a cry out for freedom. Stop asking why, and not just sing.
Hands up, don't shoot. Yeah, cause we got nothing to lose. Fine line between a bullet and a noose, but either way it's just a story on the news. Another kid gone dead by delay. Boy, that pain cut deep, feel it in my veins. They say the dead can't talk, so the living gotta walk. One blood and one love to the people
one
in the streets.
One voice, let me sing yeah. along.
One blood, one voice, let me sing along.
Peace.
This is a cry, cry out for freedom. Stop asking why. Stop asking why.